Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you.
I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home.
You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back with my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin, but just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi, how are you all doing? Staying safe, I hope, as India, along with most of the world, continues to battle the challenges posed by COVID-19. I'm Pritika Khanna, and welcome back to another episode of Delhi Decoded, where I bring to you your weekly update from the national capital. Given the impact that the disease has had on life and livelihood, there is a race across the world to develop a vaccine which will be a long-term solution to tackle COVID-19. However, till that happens, there are attempts to look at ways to both slow down the pace at which the disease spreads and also lower the death rate. According to the World Health Organization database, as many as 83 companies across the globe are trying to develop a vaccine. From that, 6 have already advanced to human trials or clinical evaluation stage, and 77 are in preclinical evaluation phase as of 23rd April. With trials going on, the earliest a vaccine can be expected is next year, and so other solutions also need to be looked at. Norms like social distancing may be the new normal to slow down the spread, but attempts are also being made to help those who are already affected by the disease. Last week, Delhi started using plasma therapy on patients who were seriously affected by COVID-19. The therapy is also being used by other states including Kerala, Maharashtra and Punjab. There are also countries like South Korea which have used this therapy. But given that it is all in an early stage, there is no surety on how effective it is. The Indian Council for Medical Research, which is the apex body for medical research in the country, has launched a nationwide study to understand the effectiveness of this therapy. Until this research is completed and robust scientific proof is available, the therapy is only allowed to be used for research and for a trial purpose. Plasma therapy is one of the ways which is being looked at to reduce the death rate. While it may not be a cure for the disease, it is a way to boost the immunity of affected patients and reduce chances of their death. Delhi is one of the worst hit in the country. There are over 3,300 cases of COVID-19, which has caused the death of 54 patients. However, Delhi also has 1,078 patients who have recovered from the disease, and it is these patients who play a key role in plasma therapy. Let me briefly tell you about how this therapy works. Basically, blood is drawn from a patient who has already recovered from COVID-19. From that blood, the plasma and antibodies are taken out and the remaining blood goes back to the person donating. So unlike a blood donation where you have to wait up to 3 months to donate again, plasma can be donated in more frequent intervals. This plasma is then used on patients who are currently suffering from the disease. This therapy is only being used for patients who are seriously affected as of now. In Delhi, LNJP Hospital, which is government-run, has got approval to conduct a trial to see the effectiveness of this therapy. Since the therapy started, less than 10 patients have received plasma in the last, say, 2 weeks or so. According to officials, the initial trends look promising. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said that the initial 4 patients have showed positive results and are even in a position to be shifted from the intensive unit to a ward. A private hospital in Delhi also conducted this therapy on a patient who has since been discharged from the hospital. However, the Union government has said that the plasma therapy is still in an experimental stage and till it is approved, no one should use it for treatment of coronavirus patients, as it can be harmful to patients and it is also illegal. Health Secretary Lav Agarwal said that if plasma therapy is not used in a proper manner under proper guidelines, then it can also cause life-threatening complications. With trials still being conducted, we won't know for sure on how effective this is for at least a few more weeks. But for now, this therapy is a glimmer of hope for sure. That's all from me this week.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.